FM 90.3 WJTL Casting Crown, Scars in Heaven. Hi, good morning to you and happy Thursday at 7:03.
Kids Cookie Break Fest is happening this Saturday. We got two identical programs, one from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here at the Junction Center. Limited tickets available for the morning program. Tickets are also available for the afternoon session. You want to check that on online. Families are going to enjoy great entertainment. We got carnival games, barrel train and wagon rides, lots of interactive fun from local vendors. Get your free tickets today. JunctionCenterProductions.com.
This morning, our friend Rachel Schwartzentraub with us. She is the Lancaster County Coordinator for Keystone Family Alliance. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
So you have the distinction of having been here on Intern Katie's very first day, and now you're here in Intern Katie's very last day on the air with us.
Yes, indeed.
You guys are like linked together.
Yeah. I love that.
Somehow, I love that. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to my husband, Matthew, and Eliana and Theo and Oliver at home.
Wonderful. And tell us all about Keystone Family Alliance.
Yeah. So we are an organization that aims to bridge the gap between the child welfare system and churches. So we just try to partner with churches and help them create ministries to serve foster and adoptive families.
So how do you do that? What's that look like?
We have a couple of ways that we do that. Our main one is through care communities, which is a tangible team of people, 4 to 8 people who commit to serving a family for a year by bringing meals, helping with childcare, transportation, those types of things.
So if a family has committed to a foster care child, they're looking for a team to help them.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So we help mobilize churches to kind of organize and rally around the families in their congregation that are fostering or have adopted.
So are you the one that goes out to the churches and talks to them and tries to coordinate those things?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I am meeting with pastors all over the county and just getting to share our heart and hear churches' hearts to minister to their families.
If there's churches listening, somebody that's in a position to do such a thing, how do they get in touch with you to have you come out and talk to them about this?
Yes. You can always go on our website, keyfam.org, and my contact information is on there under Lancaster County. You can also email me at rachel@keyfam.org.
And do you have any stories about how God has worked through Keystone Family and in reaching out to families to help them with the foster care?
Yeah, so many. We have just heard stories of families who were feeling like they weren't able to continue fostering, but then they were able to get this team around them that made them feel like, okay, we do have the support, we do have the village that can help carry us through sometimes days that can feel hard with a child that has been through trauma. And so it is so vital to have that community around them.
So what is Gateway? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Gateway is our tangible needs portal, and anybody can subscribe to it. You can go on our website, keyfam.org, and once you're a subscriber, you will get an email in your inbox that will tell you what the local needs are from Lancaster County caseworkers who are working with families, and they will post, you know, clothes, toys, bedding, any sort of need a family might have, and you can click a link that comes to your email and help meet that need.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's using technology for the good.
Yes.
I really like that. If people want more information, they can visit you online, keyfam.org, but they can also attend your upcoming Pastor's Breakfast. Tell us about that.
Yes. So on September 12th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we are having a Pastor's Breakfast for any local church leaders. You don't have to be a pastor within your church. At the Youth Intervention Center, it will just be a time to gather and pray, hear about the needs in Lancaster County.
Wonderful. And do folks need to sign up for that ahead of time?
Yes. You can go on our website as well, keyfam.org, for that.
Wonderful. We'll talk more about that on the way with Rachel, and we've got more music coming up too. Natalie Lane, Third Day, and more next. With SRN.